The Deep by Helen Dunmore, read by Kate Sachs. Chapter 1. It's April, and the sun is warm. I'm sitting on a rock with Faro, way out at the mouth of the cove. The water below the rock is deep enough for Faro to swim, even now when it's low tide. I scrambled out over the jumble of black slippery rocks to get here. The sun glitters on the water. Everything's so bright and alive and beautiful. I'm back in Sonara, back at our cove, back where I belong. Faro and I have been talking for ages, not about anything special, just talking. That's one of the best things about Faro. We start a conversation and it flows so easily, as if we're picking up each other's thoughts. Sometimes we are. Faro's tail is curled over the edge of the rock, and every so often he pushes himself off with his hands and plunges into the transparent water to refresh himself. The muscles in his arms and shoulders are very powerful, and he can pull himself up again out of the water and onto the rock again without much effort. Faro can't stay out of the sea for too long. The skin of his tail, which is usually as glistening and supple as sealskin, grows dry and dull. Faro says that if the mer get too much sun on their skin, it cracks, and then they get sun sores which are hard to heal. But I'm sure that Faro's able to stay out of the sea longer these days. Maybe it's something to do with Faro growing older and more resilient. My thoughts drift away. Luckily, Faro's one of those people you can be silent with too. He hauls himself up onto our rock again, dripping and glistening.